Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limits off.
Is the hottest radio show in the land. Taking the Limits Off Radio is on the air. That's right. We are on the air broadcasting live. You heard me broadcasting live as always from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That's right. You all do know the studios are inside the birthplace of gospel music over here on the south side of Chicago, man. I'm excited to be here. It is Praise Break Friday. And man, we got a great show for you today. As always, it's your boy, your host, the one, the only, Mr. Dana L. King, in the studio with you today. Look, let me tell y'all some stuff right up front. Show going to be a little different today because, unfortunately, living in the city of Chicago, you always got some craziness. And somebody broke into my better half's car on Wednesday evening. Yeah, broke into her car on Wednesday evening and stole her laptop and iPad out of the back of the car. So but guess what? Don't nobody stop no shows around here. You can't stop nothing because everything's still gonna flow. She just got to rebuild some stuff, but we all good, huh? You ain't gonna stop nothing around here. But y'all pray y'all pray for whoever it is that they go ahead and turn the iPad on real quick. Just turn it on for me. That's all I need you to do, turn it on. Because if they turn it on while we on the air, show over. Because y'all know I got the tracker on, right? Y'all know I got the tracker on. If they turn it on while we on the air, y'all know I'm the show going to be over because I'm going to run out and be like, oh, got to go. Anyway, so some of the graphics that y'all used to seeing at the bottom, she has to rebuild all of that stuff and redo all that, but it's all good. It's all good. But we here, and we're going to get it in like we always do. We're still Praise Break Friday. We're going to praise God despite some stolen stuff, huh? Watch this. You can't watch this, devil. You can steal some stuff, but you can't steal no joy around these parts, huh? I wish I had some help around here. But look, let me tell you about today's show. It's going to be awesome. Y'all ready for this? 3 steps to leading the most incredible worship service ever. I saw the title and got excited. It says 3 steps to leading the most incredible worship service ever. That's our topic, our main topic of conversation for tonight. That and some others. But look, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you are already listening on the line, all you got to do is push 1. That'll get you to my producer, the best producer in the land, the one, the only, LaTanya Michelle King, taking all of your calls, emails, chats, and responses on the other side. That'll get you over to her. She'll get you over to me, and you can be live on the air with your boy. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. That is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. If you want to email the show, it's real simple, real easy to do. It's the TTLO show. TTLO It's the TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. I believe it's the right address. Okay.
That's right.
It's the TTLO show at TTLOmedia. I saw that and was like, oh, yeah, that's it. Then I go, oh, no, that ain't it. It's the TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. Again, if you want to email the show, it's the TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can tweet the show. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on Instagram, follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. That's right. The same thing. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can follow us on the gram. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Also, the live streams are up and running. Yeah, the live streams are up and running. Come on in, come on in, come on in. The live streams are up and running. You can find us on Facebook. Facebook Live is up and running right now. You can find us there. If you don't know already, just do a simple search. You can find us right there on Facebook Live. Our YouTube channel is up and running. It is live as well. TTLO Radio, TTLO Radio. You can find us there on YouTube as well. Don't forget, we are an iHeart Radio partner. What does that mean? That means right now on the iHeart Media Group app, just do a simple search for the TTLO Media Group, and you will find the TTLO Radio Show. Not only will you find the TTLO Radio Show, but you'll also find Healthy Soul Talk. Dr. Thomas is on a well-deserved, for y'all didn't check it out, she was not on this week because she's on a well-deserved vacation. Bless her heart. She'll be back next week. Probably going to be a little tanned and all that, but she'll be back next week. But you can catch her show every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Real talk, real issues, real solutions, right here on the TTLO Media Group Network with Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Don't forget about, and then after that, my brother on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, my brother, the good pastor, Harold Washington, hits you with the Kitchen Chronicles. I think they're still in hiatus, but the Kitchen Chronicles, you can always find it right here as well. But you can start your week off right. If you want to start your week off right, start your week off right on Sundays. On Sunday. Start your week off on Sundays right here at the birthplace of gospel music. You can catch the live simulcast right here on the TTLO Radio Network. That's right. You can catch the live simulcast from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That's right. 4501 South Vincennes Avenue. You can catch that right here on the TTLO Media Group Network with Senior Pastor Daryl N. Person and the Ebenezer Church family. You can catch all of that right here at 11 a.m. every Sunday, bright and early on Sundays. And then also my brother, the good pastor, Harold D. Washington. You can catch him as well. Catch him as well at somewhere around 1230, 1245, I believe, the Faith Works and Vision Church, a praise party just waiting to happen. Huh? A praise party just waiting to happen. I'm laughing at the closed caption, because when I said Senior Pastor Daryl in person, it said Daryl in person. In person. That's what it said on the thing. I'm checking. I'm laughing at that. I'm like, that's crazy. But anyway. So yeah, do that. Don't forget to, you can always find us on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can download a podcast. You can catch us there. So look, man, it seems like because we didn't have Dr. Thomas's show on Thursday, we have it always is weird that I have not seen you all or have not been on the air since Monday. Yeah, since Monday. And there is a lot of stuff going on, man. There is a, you know, let's just talk about a couple of things. Here in Illinois, the mask mandates are back all across the state. Everywhere indoors, a mask is required. A mask is required everywhere indoors, whether you got the shot or not. And guess what? I don't like it, but I understand it, but I'm not a fan. I mean, I understand why we got to do it, but guess what? These numbers are getting ridiculous. In the city, I'm reading this thing updated an hour ago, get vaccinated or get fired. Mayor defends Chicago vaccine mandate for city workers. I like the governor's thing, though. I wonder how it's going to affect some teachers because the governor has said every teacher, doesn't matter what school you're in. I guess if you got a teaching certificate or whatever in the state of Illinois or whatever you have, if you are a PK through 12 teacher in the state of Illinois, you must get vaccinated. And if you don't, you are subject to testing at least once a week. At least once a week. You are subject to testing at least once a week. So I'm curious to see how that's going to turn out. But I'm kind of glad about it. Just to get back to Chicago, though, the mayor said this. She said, this is not a nice notion. This is an urgent crisis that we have to address. She doubled down, saying that it would be a condition of employment, making it clear that she would require all city workers to be fully vaccinated by October 15th or they will be fired. Let me tell y'all something right now. Y'all looking for some jobs? Because some people are going to be some knuckleheads. Y'all been trying to get them city jobs. Y'all might be able to get y'all one because you're going to get a couple of people who refuse to get vaccinated. Now, look, I've said this from the beginning. I'm not going to tell people what to do either way. I was a late vaccine person because, yes, I had some concerns and everything. And even though I'm now vaccinated fully, I still have some concerns. I can't say what some, you know, LaTanya say some stuff is different, but I don't know. So I am just interested. I'm curious to see what's going to continue to go down as far as this goes. But I think it's in everyone's best interest to do what's necessary to keep your family safe. That's what I'm going to say like that. Do what's necessary to keep your family safe. That's what I got for that, y'all. So. Y'all checking with me. Thank y'all so much for those of you who are tuning in, whether you're on YouTube and or Facebook right now. We appreciate you all. So what else is going on? So I did not watch it. Tanya, did you watch any of Dunda? Yeah, you.
I saw some of it.
You saw. What were your impressions from the little parts that you saw?
Can't believe I missed it.
You can't believe you missed Donda?
Yeah, I wanted to go.
You wanted to go down there?
Yeah, to Soldier Field. Yeah.
Oh, why you just been watching on Facebook?
I think I'm not gonna give him that level, so I don't want to smoke. You know, because I can fire back. But it was to have built your childhood home.
Yes.
In that stadium.
Yes.
Almost. A replica.
A full replica. Just
a full, full replica.
Yeah, at least the frame. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Everything that, you know, I give it that, you know, when I went to the Prince concert,
mm-hmm.
It looked really live. I mean, that atmosphere and the people that I saw in mm-hmm. there and everything else, and I know people that went and mm-hmm. everything, like, I wanted to be in the midst of that. Like, you know, like, it felt... We know something's, you know, definitely wrong because it's diagnosed and everything,
mm-hmm.
but it felt like, you know, like, welcome home, Kanye.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch it. I saw the young man who dances, my friend's son, Eric Dixon's son, who dances with the dance people at Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
He went and he was there. And so he did a Facebook story with about, 19, 20 clips. So I got a good little dose from his Facebook stories. And I was like,
I hear things about the album, but
and maybe because I'm going to say it like this. Are you first of all, let me ask you this question. Are you a Kanye fan?
I think you are. I think so.
I think you're a Kanye fan.
I'm like, how did I let this slide on me? Like, I'm like,
yeah, because it sounds like you're a Kanye fan.
Like, I know he gone. I know he gone.
Because I know Jalen is a Kanye fan. Or is he just a gym shoe Kanye fan?
No, I mean, you know.
I low-key think Jalen is a Kanye fan or Ye fan now because it's not just Ye, whatever.
Yeah,
name,
but I really I want to hit myself, like, you know.
So I saw it and it felt seance-ish. That's the word I'm going to use, which is not a real word. But it felt like they was trying to have a seance and bring some people back to life.
Well, if you know the Lord, can't nobody take you away from.
Yeah, but I ain't finna go to a seance either, though.
I understand what you're saying.
It just
I see how people, like,
because it looked like, just from the different video angles from people. It looked like, even though I didn't see tombstones, it looked like the house was built on a massive grave.
Because of the sand.
Yes.
Yes.
It looked like the house was literally built on a, like the house itself could have been a, what do they call it, a mausoleum. That's what it looked like.
It had that poltergeist
feel. It did have the poltergeist feel. Then with the fire, and then somebody walked out. I don't know if you saw the video. Somebody walked out of the house on fire, like on fire for real, like burning. A burning man walked out the front door and walked, didn't run, literally walked down the stairs and then down the side and then back across. And, yeah, he was burning. I don't know what that was. But it was a burning man walking. I was that
Felicia got a.
What did Felicia say? I wish he leave the ex-wife at home or just perform. We ain't trying to see her. Was she there too?
I didn't even know Kim K was there.
Oh, and it was some little kids dancing in front of him. Was them they kids that was dancing? I don't know. It was two little kids that was on stage, like right in the doorway, doing their little something. I can't understand Kanye's music, so that's why I'm at a loss. Like,
it lost itself right after the diagnosis and everything. It was, we're gonna leave at 808, and anything before then, that's Kanye. After that, that's medication.
I just don't. She showed up in the wedding dress. That was her in the dress? Was that really her? I saw the wedding chick in the dress, but I didn't know that was.
I know he has a new girlfriend now.
Oh Lord. Okay. Yeah. I know the show started late because the news was reporting at 10 o'clock last night that he still hadn't took the stage yet.
Also, he had So he had Lauren vibes, huh?
Yes.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was 10 o'clock, and the news was saying that he was going to be late. So I don't know what time he actually took the stage. I wish I could reach talk to somebody who was there or who watched the whole thing. I forgot about it, honestly.
Three of my cousins went.
Three of your cousins went.
Everybody that's a friend on Facebook, I can at least say half went.
Wow. I only had one person that I saw the story for, and that was Deontay Dixon is the only one I saw who had a story for it. Nobody else in my timeline, at least not that I saw, said anything about it. But it was something to see, though. You know, I mean there were people just, and then there was all these people in black with hoods on. I didn't know what that was. Yeah, it was people with black and hoods on, and yeah, it was just a lot. It was a lot.
This is medicated Kanye. I'm not slight to
that's
it.
Gonna be the name of, that's gonna be the name of
no,
the new album.
No.
He probably gonna make one and still sell a billion.
It's sad to see and everything. It's sad to see somebody in that state and everything. But like you know, I'm gonna say anything from like I said 808 and back. That was Kanye. You know, and right now he has some loss that. He needs some talk therapy for.
Okay. I am. When did the new album come out? Was it last night or was that a listening party? Was that just a listening party?
I understand it was a listening party because I keep getting
I don't have
marks that the album is really just a skeleton, like it's empty, like
because I was just looking online to see if I could find the album. There is no album yet, so it was just a listening party.
That's my understanding.
Wow. What's interesting, though, I just pulled Kanye up on...
I'm curious about
that. On Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
He has 37 million monthly listeners.
How much were the tickets?
Oh, that's a good... Was it free? I thought it was free.
No. Okay. Because, you know, Bruno Mars...
You had to
Mars,
register. I heard Bruno Mars looking for $350. Is that true?
$375, yes, he is. They say he could close that door. He ain't got to leave it wide open.
Right, I'm going
to
leave it.
What are we paying for? Bruno, we getting two shirts, a CD, and...
Two shirts?
I need some.
I need an autograph, and I need you to pay for my Uber.
A handshake.
And I need you to pay for my Uber back home.
$375.
Black car.
Well, I mean, you know, we're trying to go to a comedy show, and they tickets were astronomical.
Who?
You know, the...
The Sweetest Day comedy show?
Yeah, like that's 180. I don't want to play that.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord, saints. Let me use my best Felicia right now. Praise the Lord, saints. 180. Y'all ain't funny. 180? Is this Eddie Murphy? I'll pay 180 for Eddie Murphy to come back on stage. I'll pay 180 for Martin.
I wouldn't even pay 180 for, what's his name?
What about your boy? You pay 180 for your boy, Larell?
Now, Larell.
You'll pay 180 for your boy, Larell?
Larell is funny. That is homegrown.
You'll pay 180 for Larell?
This is stuff that you know.
Okay.
His bus stop jokes and the jokes about being on Madison and you know, having to use that long arm to get that outfit and mm-hmm. everything. That is home. You have to listen to Larell. Like, he's making it. That's why he on Vacation Friends.
Larell.
You said he's that's card number. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Man, card note. Look, I can name a bunch of things that 375 could hit. Card note, 375 can hit Sprint.
That's a 14-inch wig. Not sewn in, though.
What?
14 by 14-inch. Not wet. Not wavy here. I'm
what?
Just being. I mean, you can name some things. I can name some things. That's about a 14-inch wig. I'm sorry. Straight hair.
Huh?
If you can name some things, I can name some things.
I was saying Cardinal and Sprint. You went to weave and
yes,
wig.
Yes, I did.
375 for a wig?
Yes.
What?
What? Not pastor.
375 for a wig?
That 14 inches. That ain't even touching.
I don't care how many.
That ain't even touching your back.
What? 375.
You heard what I said.
How long that last though?
2 years if you get
you can put it in, keep it in your hair for 2 years.
2 years? No, you take it off when you know once it lifts up and you wash it, get all the oil out. And
oh.
Then you get to reinstall it.
Oh. For 375.
375.
Oh. Okay. I thought you was making it sound like you know.
375 gets you 2 years on a 14-inch wig.
Oh, okay, that's a good investment.
That's it?
That's okay, that's not a bad investment, 375 for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's not bad if you do the math. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, okay. I'm just trying. You look here. You got to educate the people. Shoot.
I said it's 14. You know, these girls over here rocking 22 or more.
Huh?
22 inches or more.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Where they do that at? Uh-uh. So, no, I'm good. I can't even wrap my mind around that. But, yeah. Okay. Anyway.
I was just saying, you was naming things. I just thought I'd name
some. Well, yeah, but you threw me off guard when you said 375 for some hair. I was.
Okay, that's like, well, okay. That's
what?
One pair of shoes. I'm pretty sure if you name a name brand shoe. That's one pair.
Depends on if you catch it on, unless you get to go to DSW, you catch it in that sale.
Okay.
You can get two.
Two in a coupon.
Two in a coupon. Right. You can go get you can get you a couple pair of Cole Haans. You can get two pair of Cole Haans or some, you can probably get one pair of Bruno Mali's.
It ain't even one of the brand, I don't carry one of the brand name purses, but I don't even think that's one of the purses.
Oh, Catch or Coach.
Catch. I ain't
real.
Slow, but I do know there is coach.
If it ain't real, it's a catch.
It's a catch to it. You caught it somewhere.
Right, Flucci. You know, Louise Vuitton. Instead of Louis. That's the sister. But yeah, wow. So yeah, I don't know y'all, but I don't know who would I pay. Who would I pay a lot of money to see now in concert? Like not even like concert period, because you went to comedians. I don't know that I would pay.
I think you'd do Prince.
If he was I'm saying that's why I said now.
Yeah.
He ain't right. So there's nobody now that I would be willing to pay more than $200
what
for a ticket.
Janet Jackson?
Okay, you just got me. But she got.
The last Janet Jackson ticket that came out was at least $176.
I'll pay to see
for
Janet.
Her last tour.
I'll pay to see Janet one more time. Like if she does Vegas, I would go see Janet in Vegas. Like I know Usher's doing Vegas right now.
Dave Chappelle.
I ain't paying.
No.
I don't know if I'm a. Well, you know what? How much though?
No.
Like $150? I'll pay $150.
Okay.
For Dave Chappelle. I ain't paying no more than $150 for like if I'm gonna pay more than $150 for a comedian, we talking Eddie coming out of retirement. might pay more than $150 for Dave Chappelle, because I like Dave Chappelle now. I like this new Dave Chappelle. I'll pay $370 for Sadie.
Yes, girl.
You must be high.
Hey, Pastor.
What?
Sade ain't do nothing
$375
to you.
$375 for
Sadie? Sade ain't do nothing to you. She just sang a little bit.
No. Feel me.
For somebody who don't know no Sade, you know the song. You know what? If Anita come out of retirement and she do her hair, I might pay like $110. That's it.
I go see Anita again. I saw Anita.
I haven't.
I'll see Anita. I'll see Anita twice now. I saw Anita twice. Felicia said, I thank her for all my kids.
You know, ma'am.
What? All right, we gone.
All right, ma'am.
Yeah, we gone.
All right.
Really?
Ma'am.
Really? Mm-hmm. All your kids okay? Is your children okay? Ooh, Lord. Your kids was made to Sadie? Lord have mercy.
Sade is that in tune music. You
how, Sway?
Get you some wine. Eddie Murphy said it best when he was brokenhearted. He said, I'm going to go in my house, listen to some Sade.
What did he say that?
And Boomerang.
Oh,
you don't remember that line?
I really
that
don't.
That man said he was going to go home. And this that ain't even like depressing to me, because there's some, like Mary J. Blige sometimes will make you.
See, Mary is, you know, she around the corner girl singing. I never could understand Sade. I just couldn't, yeah.
Man, she
and then maybe I got tired of her videos too.
She using all the instruments and everything. How? What did she do to you? You know what? Just tell me the name of the woman so I can go get her.
Really?
Because she painted you. There we go. Look at all that.
No.
The intro is cold. You want to play some instrument other than the washboard. Somebody shaking that. Go shake that out.
Now, don't get me wrong. I did like her music. Okay, let me stop. Let me stop. Mary J. Blige can't sing, but she puts on an amazing show. I've never seen Sade in person. Have you ever seen Sade?
No, I ain't never seen.
You've never
Sade.
Seen Sade? Where is Sadie on tour?
Hey, Sade. Sade is the name of the group, not her.
Sade is the name of the group.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Oh, her name is like something.
I thought her name was. I thought the C was Sade.
Mm-mm. Hey.
I'm going to need the band to learn this when I walk to the pulpit. Real smooth.
Is that a guitar riff? I don't even know my instruments.
I know. You really didn't.
Okay.
I know.
What? The part where it be like, bam, 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 bam.
Wait.
I think that's a guitar.
That is. That's a bass.
Okay, so then when you do the, don't like keep playing it. It says bum bum bum.
Oh, that's guitar.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Sadie Adu is her name.
They said that's the name of the group.
Sadie Adu is her name, according to Felicia.
Okay, well then I'm gonna go with Felicia. Don't she still like it?
Oh no, her name. Oh, Helen Folasade Adu. But that's her name, Helen Folasade Adu. So Sadie, she took it part of her name, and professionally known as Sadie Adu or simply Sade, is a Nigerian-born British singer-songwriter actress known as the lead singer, something. What does it say? Known as the lead singer in her. I can't even pronounce this word. Eponymous band?
I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. But yes. So you pay big money to see Sade?
If y'all told me Sade was coming right now, bye, Dana. Just like you planted that iPad, bye, Dana.
I'm just saying. If there's nobody, like right now, is there an artist that I would pay money, like a singer? I want to see Mint Condition, like the band. I know they're not touring anymore. Just the dude is touring. But I want to see Mint Condition live. I would pay a decent penny to see Mint Condition. I ain't going to go crazy. But Mint Condition can get $1.50 out of me. But I need some good seats. But I need like $1.50. I give $1.50 for Mint Condition. I saw her 2008. The tickets were $400. Did you get pregnant again, too? I mean, hell, $400? What? I'm just asking questions. Good Lord. What?
You don't ask nobody that.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But Felicia, did you?
Did you get, Right. Let me do the math. 2008. You got a 13-year-old over there? You ain't got nobody that young over there.
I'm just saying.
Who would y'all? I'm trying to see. Is there any artist like
Jesus.
Secular? Is there any secular artist that I would pay that much money for? Now, even gospel artists, I definitely ain't finna. And there's nobody like I would pay more than $1.50 for. I'm trying to see. Like, I've seen Kirk, Donnie, Israel, Todd, Jonathan, Travis. I've seen all of them. And ain't never paid over $100 for a ticket.
I don't remember paying that much for Jonathan.
Ever. John P. Key I've never seen, but I don't think I would pay. I don't even think John P. Key would have a $150 ticket, first of all. Like Lady says, nobody.
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 She said, Keith. Hit it, Keith.
Y'all gonna pay $1.50 for Keith? Nobody.
Now, I'm going to pay $1.50 for LL.
What?
You know I like.
Even now?
You know I like Mr. Touchy, why don't you?
LL. You can't go back in the day, Felicia. We got to stick with right now. Ain't no, right. I'd give a kidney for Prince. Or Michael, even though I saw Michael when I was a child.
I never did. I remember being
I was
in third
five.
Grade when
and
the,
I went to
when
sleep.
Everybody went to that concert.
I went to sleep.
At the concert?
My mama said I went to sleep. She took me to see the Jackson 5. I went to Jackson's and I went to sleep at the concert.
You joke up.
I was asleep. First of all, I was, you know.
You had a bedtime.
I had a bedtime.
I think you still got that same bedtime.
Sometimes that bedtime spirit kick in. 8 o'clock, I started looking around like, ain't nobody here. It took a long time to break that 8 o'clock bedtime.
It's not
shit.
Broken.
I was.
Who that chain ain't broken?
Sister Pitt said, "Baby, I love free, huh?"
Free.
Let me put some New Orleans accent on it, baby. I love free. I don't know that I was in there. Yeah, $1.50. No. Now if it's a joint concert with some major people, like I'll pay $1.50 to see, you know, like a bunch of artists. Like if you giving me like I paid what, $1.80, I think it was $1.75, to see Jay-Z and Mary J. Blige back in the day when they was at the United Center. I remember paying them $1.75, but those were box seats. Those was like nice. Those are one of my buddies that I have. His family owns some seats, and they didn't go. So you know if your family owns seats at either the Blackhawks games or the Bulls games at the United Center, your family or whoever owns those seats, they get first right to a refusal to buy those tickets, to use those tickets for concerts. So they get to pay for those. They get the first right to those seats. I would pay for Maze. Really? He can't sing no more.
They said it'd be a sing along at that time.
Right, you just sit down. You pay to sing.
Yeah.
Silkers, oh, singer. Well, I should go to a Maze concert and bring my own mic and then just bust it out. Maze.
How come you don't hit the sound effects by yourself?
What do you mean? Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, you do that.
I used to see Michael Jackson for free at the Kingman Club. I'm okay. First of all, Michael Jackson was at the Kingman Club. When did you see? Because my late great mentor used to go to the Kingman Club all the time, Elect Lady. So I'm going to need you not to tell nobody else about the Kingman Club. Oh, God. That's hilarious. I really can't think of anybody that I would. Yeah. Now, a joint concert, like if it was one of those old school back in the day, you know, V103 Summerfest. Like if it was going to be like a major concert with like, you know, I just paid for Jill Scott, Hayes at Chicago Theater, but the show was awesome. And she could sing. Yeah, I saw Jill at that's when I became a Jill Scott fan, actually. When I saw Jill in concert that's when I found out about Raheem Devon. But I saw Jill Scott in concert, ooh, Lord, back in, when was that? Ooh, that might have been like 2006. Five, somewhere up in there. But, that's when I really became, I was not a Jill Scott fan. You know, I saw her videos and all, and I was like, okay, Jill Scott, whatever. But when I saw her in concert and that woman stood there and sung, I became a Jill Scott fan. Long Walk was still the whole, still her number one joint, the Long Walk song or CD. I don't know what CD that was on. But, yeah, but those tickets were, I don't think they were that expensive, but yeah, I would see her. Yeah. You're going to have some, I'm going to need you to be like, I ain't going to see, I would pay for Indy Irie. Really?
Yeah. I'll pay for some Indy Irie.
Now if it's Indy and Jill or Indy and somebody else, like if you're giving me another, I'm going to need you to have somebody else. Like whoever's head, like if they the headliner, who opening, like who else is
Indy,
there?
You put Indy Irie together, uh-huh. Put Jill Scott together, put them people together that we wanted.
Oh, Kendrick and the Family
Kendrick
Soul.
Kendrick and the Family Soul.
Now, if you give me
now,
Jill
that
Scott.
Is the ultimate neo soul concert.
Yeah, you give me Jill, Indy.
Guapé on there, too. Oh, we done.
Guapé.
What's that? The other one. You know the song, Closer to My Dream.
Woo, that's my jam.
You put that on. Huh? And then, let's go call Kim then. Y'all call Kim in?
Kim? Now, I saw Kim in concert. I saw Kim in concert. Yeah, Roots, Kendrick, and Music Soul Child. I forgot about him.
Yeah, look, I heard Music can't sing in person.
He can't. I saw him on Channel 9.
I heard he was struggling.
I saw him on Channel 9 in the morning one time. I don't know if it was because it was early or whatever, but he was struggling. He was struggling. Yeah, he's a studio. Some people are studio artists, like Usher. Usher.
You think Usher's a studio artist? He can't
Usher can't. Y'all think Usher can sing? I don't know. Maybe he got better. I don't know. I've never been a big Usher fan. But yeah, now Kendrick I would pay to see. You give me Kendrick, Jill Scott and Ledisi and I'm in. I'm in all day. Ledisi, I'm going to go see. Matter of fact, I need to look and see when she coming back, who going to be with her. But Ledisi, I would go see cuz Ledisi can flat back sing. I need to thank him. I take that back. I need to thank Kim. Kim for what? Oh, Lord. Please don't tell me you had it. I'm going to need Felicia to take a time out.
Share my life.
Right. With all them Bobby Brown tracks in the background. Cause he jamming. He's a Bounderoni. He used all of Bobby Brown's background. I hope Teddy Riley got paid because I think Teddy Riley produced Bobby Brown's
some of them
yeah, and then LA and Babyface did some of them too, yeah. So but yeah but Kim using everybody's tracks on the background. I forgot about Kim yeah girl yeah he but he do a lot too yeah. I bet I'll be sure
but so, you know I'll be sure can come through too.
What?
I don't know what concert. I don't know if we're going to call that.
You bring it back to New Jack Swing?
We're going to call that the Zaddy concert. All the Zaddies come through.
I paid C.R. Kelly, too. His concert was uncomfortable. I'm just going to say okay and move on.
Just going to say okay and move on.
I don't want to know why.
I mean, so what do you think about everything that you're hearing from the R. Kelly trial?
I haven't heard anything from the R. Kelly trial. What's,
oh my God.
I haven't. What you got? Help us out. Give us the report.
Okay. So today, R. Kelly fashioned himself to be like, what's his name? Jerry Lee Lewis, who married his cousin
at
the age of 13.
Talking about Aaliyah, Thea, or something else.
I mean, so yeah, but he really thought he was like Jerry Lee Lewis.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis married his own cousin at 13.
Okay.
And so, you know, of course, they talked about, you know, him marrying Aaliyah at 15.
Right.
Because supposedly, like,
right,
you know, don't want to speak ill of the dead.
Right.
Whether, you know, that she was pregnant. That's why he, you know, ran to Chicago to get said fake ID,
mm-hmm,
and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, and you know, the other allegations as well. So I don't, you're doing too much. And then the medical personnel about the giving of a STI.
A STI.
Mm-hmm. One that you can't shake.
Oh, that he has.
That he has given to some people. And everything. A doctor who, like, you know, that will give, mm-hmm, out a shot every now and then, and you know, and he said, like, you know, sometimes Kelly wouldn't pay him, but would pay him in tickets.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of deep.
Okay.
Felicia will say it for the people. Go on, Felicia.
What did she say? Wait, let me see. Is that what he has that now?
You can't shake that one. You're going to have it for life. You don't shake that one.
Oh,
it just remains dormant. You don't shake it.
I can keep thinking about Eddie Murphy and Beverly Hills Cop. When he went to the hotel, he was like, yeah, you tell him Reggie down here. When you tell him this mess, I have herpes simplex 10.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. Oh, God. Y'all got me all over the place now. Wow.
But you had asked.
I didn't know what y'all was talking about. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. So Aura out there giving people the H, huh? Okay. All right. Okay. I was not aware. I was not aware. I'm reading on this thing up here. Elvis met Priscilla Presley and she was 14. He was 24.
So remember I asked you, like, you know, what is, like, you know, dating, you know, either under your age or past your age and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I gave you the math.
Tell it again.
Remember I gave you the math.
The math for what?
If you're going to date,
mm-hmm,
under your age or, mm-hmm, or, you know, or over, they say, you know, either take half your age and add 7.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
So she was 20. So when he met Priscilla, how old was she?
14.
And he was 24?
Yes.
So take half. So yeah, she was still illegal. it was still inappropriate. I mean, you know.
They didn't get married for until another 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but he met her when she was 14.
So, okay, so Felicia, I'm in this group, and they were asking, like, you know,
oh,
what
God
would be appropriate age to, like, you know, if you under or over. And so they say take half your age and then add 7.
Take half your age and add 7.
Add 7.
So if I'm 51 now,
mm-hmm,
half of my age would be 20, let's say 26.
Mm-hmm. Then add 7.
Add 7,
mm-hmm,
would be 34,
33. So you should, if you wanted to date somebody younger, what would be appropriate would be somebody 33.
At my current age.
At your current age.
Okay.
Like, don't go further back than that, because now you're changing diapers.
What?
I'm just saying, don't go further back. Just, you know, stay at 33.
I can't do my best, Hugh Hefner.
No.
I can't. Oh, wow. Okay. Did I see your Jay-Z and Beyonce comment? Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ignore it. I was trying to think of something to say about it. You said you didn't think that they should be doing Tiffany ads.
Yeah. I just think she always comes out right when somebody else is coming out with something.
I don't think they're responsible for the release because it's the Tiffany that's responsible for the release.
I mean, sometimes people have.
But who
a
else
say.
Is coming out with something?
It's just like, you know, right on the eve, not say eve, but like, you know, I think 1 or 2 weeks in of the Aretha, everything else like that. That was the build up. I don't know who else came out with something else, but she tends. I've seen. That
oh,
she
you
tends
think she
to come out with a song?
Oh.
Like I am, like, you know, I mean, for those that love the beat, that's cool and all and everything, but like. Sometimes I'm like, you right there, like, and there's me.
Okay, so some people are upset about the fact that she's wearing, they're calling this Tiffany diamond a blood diamond because they said it was found, it was unearthed in 18, it's 128.54 carat yellow gem that was unearthed in 1877 in the Kimberley mines of South Africa. And some fans and scholars were not happy about the colonial origins of the stone and Bee's participation in the campaign. This is not just a necklace. It's a blood diamond that was mined off the blood of South Africans. If they didn't meet their quota, their hands and feet were mutilated or they were just killed, one person tweeted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what used to happen with them back in the day. You never see the movie Blood Diamond with Give Us Fleet?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie. I think it's who else is in Blood Diamond? Give Us Fleet and...
That's not the name of the
What's
actor?
My man's name? I don't know his name, but Give Us Free. What's his name? What's Give Us Free name? Y'all know. Give Us Free. Free Us. Diamond Hansu. Diamond. Something. Hansu. Leonardo. Thank you. Free. Leonardo DiCaprio. You should see that movie. It's good. You should watch it. Blood Diamond. Leonardo DiCaprio. And Jaimin Hansu. Yeah. Give Us Free. I need something to drink too while you're over there. I'm thirsty. He said Miss Russell. Miss Russell? Who is Miss Russell? Oh, Russell Simmons. Was she married to him? No.
Yeah,
Jaimin Hansu. Han Solo, him. Anyway, let me stop messing with y'all. Hey, what's up, Angela? Wants us to do another. Oh God! All right, I don't know, man. That's interesting. I don't. There is no. You said there's no rapper I would pay that much money to see right now. Like even Jay-Z, I've seen Jay-Z twice. I don't need to see him no more. I wouldn't pay $150 to see him though either. Definitely. I don't see how you going to pay $150 to see LL. I wouldn't do any of that. Yeah. So.
I'm going to see Mr. Touch You, why don't you?
Yeah, okay.
You ain't got to go.
Thank you for uninviting me. Elect Lady said, Give Us Free is what I call it. Don't nobody know how to say that man name. Give Us Free. Free us.
I know y'all wrong.
What are we supposed to say?
Always admit, first you admit like, hey, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name.
As I did.
No, you named him that. His mama did not name him that.
Give us three. Give us three.
Who is Joe Tech?
I'll pay to see Joe. You know what?
Yeah.
Felicia, whatever you drinking, if you ain't sharing it with us at this moment, I'm going to need you to put your keyboard down or put your phone down or whatever. Who is your text, really?
I don't know who it is. Oh, 3 nights ago.
Joe Tex. Right.
I told you, I didn't even think that song
I don't
was
even
real.
Think Joe Tex is still alive. Is Joe Tex even, you know, I'm good for putting people in the grave early.
You are.
Is Joe Tex even still alive? Let me see. Oh, he might be. Oh, wait. Nope, he died in 1982. Man, he been gone for a minute. Oh, wow, he's born 1935. Good Lord. No wonder he ain't bumping no more. He sure ain't going to bump no more. No.
He could have still been alive. My grandparents are still alive. That's around their age, their year.
35? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, my grandma was born in 31, I believe. And she finna be 90 next month. Yeah, but I'm just saying, he ain't bumping no more with no big fat woman now.
Three nights ago.
It wasn't 30 years ago. I was at a disco. Anyway. Yeah. You, just because you typed it don't mean we can pronounce it. his mama didn't give us free. I'm going to call him give us free. All right. Look, we're going to take a break. I'll try to think that I missed anything else. So she gave Latanya gave us the R. Kelly update. I found it interesting that I haven't seen anything about R. Kelly because I'm wondering, like, is it going good or is it going bad? Is that why we haven't heard anything?
You have. It's been on the news and it's going bad.
For him?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I didn't think it was going to.
He laughed like, stop that. Stop laughing, too. You real tickled over there.
Give us flea. Flea us. You got it. Now, you know what's going to happen when you watch the movie? When you watch the movie. What movie is that? What's the give us free movie? I'm a Star. You got to watch. You see I'm a Star?
Mm-mm, I can't see too many black slavery movies.
No, you can see I'm a Star. Because I can watch a black slavery movie when the black people fight back. Like for real.
Every
for
now
real.
And then you get... This is how black movies go.
You know, Amistad is the one when they see Amistad is the one they snatched them up out of Africa.
I get all of that.
But the Negroes took over the ship. They was like, we ain't going.
But I get all that. I just sometimes you know for us black people we only get a movie like what's that? One comedy, romantic comedy. Then we got to go back and go dig somebody up. like one of our ancestors and everything else like that and, talk about their life and how tragic it was.
Oh, God.
And then we got to go and, have the Mississippi Burning movie and everything, how the white people didn't save us. So it just sometimes I just get filled with it. I can't watch them all the time.
I don't watch them at all because I get angry. I have anger issues when it comes to that kind of stuff. But Amistad is one that's like, I could deal with Amistad because Amistad was like,
is it Amistad or Amistad?
It's Amistad, not Armistad. Amistad. I ain't say R. I said ah. It's the Give Us Free movie. How about that?
Now, Eve Bayou is really good.
No, we're done. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Yeah, see, now
why you don't like Eve Bayou?
Eve Bayou. What is it?
I love Eve Bayou. I have it on disc.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, what? See, Angela said, stop the time. As she spelled your name wrong, too.
Yeah, you spelled that wrong.
Y'all go ahead and watch Arm, Miss Todd.
See, Dana playing. I was asking.
He's by you, too. Right. Nobody won't watch that. I ain't watching that.
I'm pretty sure her mom... what's that? What's her
which
name?
Movie is Eve Bayou? What's the one that Oprah made to people when she was hot and they took her milk?
Oh, that one.
That movie was weird,
that
too.
You can't watch that one.
What's that one?
I forget that
They movie. Took my milk. Yeah. What movie was that?
Because that's the one where
But she killed her babies.
Yeah, where the baby
comes. To save the babies, yeah.
Yeah, where the baby comes back.
Yeah.
Can't watch that one.
Right, what movie was that? I cannot think of the name of that movie. Somebody help me. That was the first. That was with. That's the movie that introduced us to Tandy Newton. Beloved. Yeah, that one. Good Lord.
You can't even read the book.
Yeah, Beloved. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Lynn Whitfield and Sam Jackson. What's
yeah,
that
was that's Eve Bayou with Megan Good and old girl from Lovecraft Country.
Yeah, Beloved. Yeah, that's the movie, y'all, Beloved. All right. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to give y'all a little bit more. I'm going to play some of my brother's song. Y'all know he was here last week, Friday? Yeah, right?
August 13th, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Eric Kirk and True Worship. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of that. When we come back, we're going to jump into our conversation for tonight. Three steps to leading the most incredible worship service ever. Angela said, ooh, we beloved. I know that's right. We'll be right back, y'all. Be back in. We're going to just give y'all the radio version this time. But it's I'll Praise Him, Eric Kirk and True Worship. Come on!
When I think about how good God is, I stop praying. God is great and greatly to be praised, yeah. He picked me up and carried me all around. Y'all, let's do this bridge real quick. Tell them I got the presence, but tomorrow may be too late. God has been so good to me. He loosed my shackles and set me free. And for that, say I'll pray. Say it again. Say I will. Yeah. Now, do we have any witnesses in here that know without a shadow of a doubt? Say, I'll praise them. Ooh, yeah. Just I'll praise them. Come on, say, praise him.
Come on, come on. Anybody ready to praise him? It is Praise Break Friday. CCLO Radio. Always ready for a praise party. Always ready for a praise party. That was Eric Kirk and True Worship. Eric Kirk and True Worship. A song simply titled, I'll Praise Him. That's their brand new release. You can get that downloaded, check it out for yourself on any of your music download mediums, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, wherever you can download a song, go ahead and do that, man. It is a good it's a good praise and worship song, man. It is. I like good music. I like good music. So yeah, we got this great article tonight. I see some folk dropped off. That's quite all right. But we got a great article tonight, simply entitled Three Steps to Leading the Most Incredible Worship Service. Three Steps to Leading the Most Incredible Worship Service. That's our topic of conversation for the evening, and we're going to jump right into it. Let me give you a little bit. The writer is Dan, and we've used him before as well. Dan Sanstivan. He's a worship pastor at Allison Park Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He has been doing worship for over 20 some odd years. So his writing comes from a lifestyle of worship, one who does it often and one who does it well. Here we go. Three steps to leading worship. Three steps. Let me get this right. Copy. Three steps to leading the most incredible worship service ever. That's our topic of conversation for tonight. The writer says this. Wow. Mm-hmm. He says, wow. He says, what? That was an amazing worship service. It's a phrase we all hear all the time. Whether you're leaving the arena after Jesus Culture concert or driving to the buffet after Sunday worship, we've all said it. But what is it? The writer says, I wonder what constitutes incredible worship. He says, because you may be reading this article and thinking my church's worship is far from great. Matter of fact, it's terrible. Mm. The writer says, oftentimes our judgment of a worship service comes down to how it makes us feel. If it was charged with emotion, we like it. If the band has it together, we like it. If it's not so loud that our eardrums hurt, we like it. If they sang Oceans, we like it. Oceans. That's also what scares me about our modern worship culture. We attend concerts, we idolize artists and chase experiences because of how they make us feel. But it can leave us discontented with the local church God has called us to and distract us from asking the most important question of all. The most important question? The question. What kind of worship is incredible to God? Yeah. What kind of worship is incredible to God? That's the question. What kind of worship is incredible to God? The writer goes on to say, that truly is what matters, because worship is for God. Worship is an offering that rises to him. It's for his praise, glory, adoration, fame, honor, and renown, exaltation. I love it already. Here's my thing, and I'm gonna get back to the article shortly. There is this thing I think people don't really understand. Why we worship? What's the point of worship? And I think a lot of times that's what keeps people from worshiping, because what they've been taught worship is, what they assume worship is, they've lost their way. And because they've lost their way, they sometimes forget or don't recognize what worship truly is. So I think this article is going to help us in a way that gives us the mindset of what worship truly is. The writer says this: can you hear it from Romans 11 and 36? Can you hear Romans 11:36 echoes throughout the world? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. What kind of worship service is incredible to God? The question is important for various reasons, the writer says. First, it puts the responsibility on behalf of the worshiper, and it undercuts consumerism. Great worship isn't just the performance of a great band. It's God's holy people laying their lives down. Mm-hmm. He says, I have a responsibility. You have a responsibility, and we are all called. Second, he says, it reminds us that God is the only one who can judge the quality of worship. It's not based on how many top CCLI songs you cover as good as the artist. It's not about how well your worship sets flow. It was my heart, soul, mind, and strength fully engaged in the exaltation of God the Father through the Holy Spirit by Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's how you know. Were you engaged fully in worship? That's the question. How fully engaged in the worship service were you? Or were you just there? Were you just playing the role? Were you just going through the motions? That's the question. How deep do you allow yourself to become in worship? How deep do you allow yourself to go in worship? That's a real question. That's a real question. How deep will you allow yourself to go in worship? Or do you just, oh, Hillsong is Oceans. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, because I did not know. I did not know. How deep will you allow yourself to go in worship? So here we go. Three steps to leading incredible worship. Three steps to leading incredible worship. The writer says this. So people of God, what is a great worship service, and how can we do our part to make sure it happens every time? The first thing we can do is what? Worship God in spirit and in truth. The Bible says, when the Bible says these are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks, we should be paying attention. The writer says, the Bible says in John 4:23, he says, yet a time is coming and has now come when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father, in the spirit and truth, and they are the kind of worshipers that the Father seeks. John 4:23. God desires worship that is based in truth and led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads our hearts to the true knowledge of God. We must worship God for who he is in all of his glory, wonder, goodness, terror, beauty, tenderness, and grace. Can we pause right there? It says based in truth and led by the Holy Spirit. So that means from the start, your worship has to be honest. Based in truth. Your worship has to be honest and then led by the Holy Spirit. So first you have to come to God and you have to be transparent when you come to God. You have to be transparent. There has to be a level of emptiness. Let me talk about it like that. There has to be a level of, you have to be empty. You have to empty yourself out in order to let him in. So that means I'm going to come to God. It says the Father seeketh such to worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we're going to seek the Holy Spirit's guidance, and we're going to be honest in our worship. That means I'm not going to come to God worshiping like I got it all together. Huh? I don't hear nobody. I'm not going to come to God worshiping like God should be grateful that I'm worshiping him. I'm not going to come to God acting like he should be grateful that I'm worshiping him. I'm not going to come to God like I'm doing him a favor. Oh God, help me, that I'm worshiping him. See, that's the problem. This is why there's such a struggle in some of our churches for worship. But this is also why some of our churches that believe they're worshiping on a high level, is it contrived worship or is it true worship? Because see, if it's contrived, that means you're not being honest with God. That means you're giving God a show. You're giving God a concert. God doesn't want a concert. He wants your worship. He wants your earnest worship. He wants your bruised. Come on now. Bring your bruised ego. Bring your humble spirit and then worship. Lay down your titles, lay down your degrees, lay down what you know, lay down all that stuff and come to God just as you are. Take off your crown, take off your title, relax your collar, and come to God in worship. True worshipers. Because sometimes, bless you, Sister Pitts. Sometimes we act like we doing God a favor. Come on. Elect lady say, that's the time I come, knee bent for real about it. Yes. When was the last time? And this just ain't a question that I'm asking just to be asking. And maybe I'll ask this question on Sunday. When was the last time we bowed down and worshiped God? I will ask that question on y'all if you just got a sneak preview. When was the last time we bowed down and worshiped him? Huh? When was the last time when was the last time we, now I didn't say get on your knees and prayed. When was the last time you got down on your knees and worshiped? And if you did it at home, great. That's wonderful. Because, see, private worshipers have no problem worshiping in public because you do it all the time. Ah, come on. All right. That was the first one. Thank y'all. Number two says, we're talking about three steps leading in worship. The second step to leading in worship is obedience. The writer says, on the other hand, when God says, away with the noise of your songs, I despise your sacred assemblies. Ooh, in Amos 5 and 23, he says, we should also be listening. Mm-hmm. In this passage, Israel, God's chosen people, was having worship services. They were celebrating, singing, and lifting praise to God. The problem with this celebration was that they were a disobedient people. Oh, God. They were singing praises while ignoring God's command to meet the needs of the marginalized. Oh, this will preach. But let justice roll like a river, mercy like a never-falling stream. Come on now. The writer says, incredible worship will always be rooted in singular desire to obey God. Let me read that again. Incredible worship will always be rooted in a singular desire to obey God. Like, that's why I do what I do. I want to obey him. That's my desire. What's that song? The first verse of that one song says, my desire is to please you. See, that is the truest expression of our worship, obedience. Don't allow yourself to raise your hand at a worship concert. Watch this. While ignoring the will of God the next day. How you gonna sit in church on Sunday and lift your hands because the praise leader said lift your hands, and you swayed because the praise leader said sway, and you jumped and you clapped and all of that, but then you ignored the will of God the next day? How are we sitting at a Jonathan McReynolds concert or a Travis Green concert or Israel Houghton concert and we're crying and we're praising and we're shouting and we're leaping and dancing, but then we ignore the will of God by the time we get to our car? By the time we've left the church, the front porch of the church, and we've gotten in our car, we've already reverted back to ignoring the will of God. That's not worship. That's disobedience. True worship comes from a place of wanting to always please him. I wish I had some help. It comes from a place of always wanting to please God. Always wanting to be in his presence. And watch this. You can't be in God's presence and be disobedient at the same time. You say, but wait a minute, preacher. My Bible tells me that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. Let me ask you this. God says, the Bible says, he also inhabits the praises of his people. Right? The Bible will not contradict itself. So if the Bible also says, watch this now. If the Bible says he's seeking true worshipers, if your praise is fake and contrived, why would he then inhabit the praises? Why would he inhabit a fake praise? I can't get no help. I might get a little trouble, but I can't get no help. Why would he inhabit a fake praise and a fake worship service? He ain't, which means God ain't there. He ain't going to participate because of your disobedience. He will not show up at your worship service because of your disobedience. He will not make himself present. He will not allow his Holy Ghost to show up in the room and fill the smoke, fill the room, the room with smoke and fill the temple. He will not allow any of that to happen because of your disobedience. The reason the folk of the 120 folk were saved on the day of Pentecost was because they did what they were supposed to do. They were obedient. They sat and they tarried until the Holy Ghost showed up. That's why it happened, because of their obedience. They went and they sat and did what they were supposed to do. That's why the Spirit of God showed up in the place. You want to know why he won't show up in your church? It's because you will not be obedient to his word. I'm going to help somebody, huh? Heard somebody say it like this, don't help me, help the bad, huh? We want God to show up in our church. We want our worship services to be off the chain. We want to be slain, and we want to be laid out like the prophets behind the beyond the veil. We want to be laid out as dead men, slain in the spirit. We want everybody to be laid out and folks shouting and jumping and running. Well, guess what? You can do all that and God still not be in it. Huh? Because you do know every hallelujah that's shouted ain't God-based. Oh, God, help me. Every amen that's shouted ain't God-based, huh? It ain't God-driven, huh? It's just routine, huh? It's just what they say, huh? It's what they heard. I wish I had some help. We want this awesome worship, but we don't want to put in the work. You think you can be disobedient all week? Help me, Holy Ghost. You think you can be disobedient all week and show up on Sunday and just give God a half-hearted praise and a half-hearted worship? One of my most, I share probably too much with y'all. One of my most, I can say most terrible and awesome times in the pulpit has been where there has been some difficulty, whether it be in my personal walk with Jesus, whether it's been me being disobedient or anything, and I've had to stand in the pulpit and to have God, to have conviction break me down in the moment. Or that moment of, I know I don't deserve to be up here, but by the grace of God, he's allowing me to continue. He's continuing to use me despite me. I wish I had some help. That's when I know I can. That's why I know I'm. It's a privilege for me to worship. Because I know I don't deserve the privilege. I wish y'all could get this with me. Woo. My. So obedience. The last one says fear. The third thing that we're talking about when the three steps are leading the most to the most incredible worship service ever is fear. Fear. The writer says this, Psalm 33 and 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love. The writer says, if you want God's attention during worship, you must fear him. Without the fear of God, our worship is flippant. Uh-huh. It keeps us humble, gazing, bowing, trusting. Ah, my. Come on, watch this. The fear of God. The reverence. Here we go with that word, reverence. Reverence. We should revere him. Come on, somebody. Get this with me. We should revere him. Reverence him. Fear him. I wish I had some. Oh, my God. Come on. Let me do it like this. Come here. Psalm 33 and 18. Let me give it to y'all. Psalm 33 and 18. And then let me give it to y'all in the Message Bible. Psalm 33, 18 says it like this. Psalm 33, 18. Watch this, the writer says. God's eye is on those who respect him. Uh-oh. The ones who are looking for his love. He's ready to come to their rescue in bad times. In lean times, he keeps body and soul together. Woo! My God. King James says it like this. He says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Fear, respect, reverence, honor. Again, I'm going to teach it until somebody get it. That's why I'm not a fan of reverend. Because you ain't supposed to fear me. You ain't supposed to revere me. Reverence. That is only for him. He deserves our reverence. Huh? The writer goes on to say this. He says, but the verse doesn't stop there. He says, it seems to equate fearing God with hoping in his steadfast love, which tells me that the fear of God isn't just a mental assent to respecting his majesty and holiness. A true fear of God will take action and place hope and bank its life on Jesus. It goes back. Think about Moses when he was up on Mount Sinai and the reverence of God. He had to put his eyes down. He could not gaze at the flame, at the burning bush. He had to take his eyes down, take his sandals off, and bow down and worship him. True reverence. Even if we take the word fear and use it in a way that we're familiar with, being afraid, I think a lot of times we're no longer, for some reason, we have lost our fear of God. We've lost our fear of God. But that same fear, I wish I had some help. You know that fear you had? Well, maybe y'all, most of y'all was good students, so y'all didn't have that fear. But you know that fear you had, for those of you who wasn't all that always a good student, and you knew your mama was going to the parent-teacher conference, and you had that fear that, okay, I'm good as long as she don't go to Miss So-and-so's table. Because Miss So-and-so's table, you know, like the teachers that was always, you know, they always had a line at the table, and my mama had no patience. Thank you, Holy Ghost. She had no patience. So I made it a point that I didn't allow the teacher that I didn't want my mama to see, that I didn't let that teacher see me, because some teachers would see you and be like, hey, come here. Let me make sure I see you before you leave. Miss King, I need to see you before you leave. Oh, good Lord. Fear. But see, if we're honest, a lot of times God is out of sight, out of mind, because we don't see him. That fear that we should have is not as present as it should be. Say it again. That fear we should have is not as present as it should be. Fear. I know this post didn't outline some practical pointers on what songs to sing, instruments to use, or decibel levels to run, and how many musicians to have on stage. He says, because a great band or a great song doesn't make an incredible worship service. It's about what God seeks, what God desires, what God has said. When it comes to worship, we need to make sure our goal on Sunday mornings when we get to the sanctuary ought to be, God, what would you have from me? God, what do you desire of me? Here I am, Lord. Use me. That's worship. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Use me. Watch this. How many of you are willing, watch this, to be honest with God and say, God, look here, I know I haven't been great this week. I know I haven't been great this month or whatever, God, but here I am, Lord. Use me, God. Use me as an example. Mm. There's a scripture that says, use me as an instrument of thy peace. Oh, my God. Use me. Make me an example of your worship on how you should be worshiped, God. Let them see you in my worship. How many folks will be willing to make that leap? How many would be willing to make that leap? How many would be willing to make that leap to say, God, use me. Use me. Now watch this now. It's gonna be a risk. It's gonna be a risk now. Don't think it's gonna be easy when you ask God to use you. Now don't ask him if you don't mean it. Let me say that again. Don't ask God to use you if you don't mean it. Because when you ask God to use you, it's going to cost you something. See, worship comes with a sacrifice. Being obedient comes with a sacrifice. Wanting to live the life of a true worshiper comes with a sacrifice. The writer closes it out, the article out with this. He says, God is seeking spirit and truth worshipers. He is after an obedient life. His eyes look to those who fear him. And this is the most incredible worship service to reach God's heart. Those who come with fear, obedience, and spirit and truth. That's how you reach God in worship. That's how you reach him in a way that garners his attention. That's how. That's how you reach him. Not with all of your smoke machines and your dry ice and your lights and your mirrors and your all your good stuff, all your technology. All that's wonderful. But is it being done in spirit and in truth? Because I would go so far as to say God will respect the true worshiper over smoke and lights and mirrors any day. He'll respect the true worshiper in a storefront with 50 people before he will pay any attention to a room packed with 600 with $15,000 worth of audio and $15,000 worth of video equipment. He will respect that room full of 50 true worshipers. Huh? Folk that say, I don't care what it makes me look like. I don't care how y'all see me while I'm doing it. I just want to please God. As the late, great Martin Luther King said, I just want to do God's will. That's what true worship is. I just want to be obedient to him. See, a true worshiper can say, God, even in my disobedience, Jesus, even in my disobedience, I still have a will to be obedient to you. Come on, see, y'all ain't going to get that. Y'all ain't going to get that. Even in my disobedience, I have a will to want to be obedient to you. Come on now. This will help somebody. This is good. This is good, y'all. This was good. We I know we came on a half hour late because we still got to program some stuff. But I appreciate y'all for sticking in and sticking with us. Look, I tell you guys this all the time anyway. You all have the time. Look, on Sunday, if you have time. Now, let me talk to some of my – now, I know – now, we get out of here on time on Sunday. Y'all got time to make it back to the west side. Let me talk to my Faith Works and Vision people, Sister Pitts and Sister Elect Lady. Y'all are welcome to come over here to the Ebenezer on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. I promise y'all to make it back to the west side for 12:30. Because we get out on time over here at the Ebenezer. But y'all welcome to come on through. I have the honor and privilege of delivering the word this fifth Sunday. So come on through and hang out with us over here at Ebenezer. Service starts on time at 11 o'clock. And we will get you out of here at least by 12:15. That'll get you time to make it over. Y'all will walk in right in the midst of praise and worship. So, but y'all are welcome to come on through. Anybody who has the time, yes, we are. So bring your mask. I know you've been vaccinated, but bring your mask. But you know, we got plenty of room for social distancing too. Plenty of room. We got 1,100 seats, big one. Look, y'all can sit in the balcony with Tanya. We got 1,100. It's about 400, it's about 200 seats up there. Y'all can sit in the balcony with Tanya, but y'all come on through, hang out. Felicia, I know you out in Lombard. Angela, I know y'all be doing y'all own church, but you and Rob can stop by too. Come on through, and hang out with us on Sunday. Just hang out with your boy. I'd love to see a different but smiling and worshiping face with us on Sunday. I promise you this much, God will be in the place. He will be in the place. Huh? He will be in the place. Not something that I believe. That's something that I know. He will be in the place. Look, let us go to the throne in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this time. God, even in the midst of having equipment stolen, God, you still allow us to go forward. And for that, God, we said thank you, God. Even in a place, God, of disarray and some disheartening moments, God, you have still shown yourself mighty, God. And for that, we said thank you. Now, God, we're getting ready to leave this place, but never your presence, God. We continue to ask that you would keep your arms of protection around each and every listener that can hear the sound of my voice, God, whether they're listening live now or during the replay, God. Bless their households. Bless their finances. Bless their jobs. Bless their comings and their goings. Bless their families, God, far and near, God. Wrap your arms of protection around them in the name of Jesus. Then, God, anyone that is attached to this show on any level, God, we ask that you would bless them right now, God, whether it be from the CEO, God, but to the lowest of low, it does not matter, God. Bless those in the leadership of this house, God. Bless them now, even now, God, we ask that you would bless them now in Jesus' name, God. Then for the four candidates for baptism that we have this Sunday, God, continue to encourage them, God. Give them the strength, God. We welcome them into the family of the saved and the family of those who have salvation. We welcome them even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hey, y'all, look, I got to go. But y'all know what we got to do. If you're going to drive, y'all know what it is, through this special city we call Chicago. Do me a favor, my brothers and my sisters. Please, ma'am, please, sir, keep your head on a swivel. Two T's, one L, one O. We out. With your hands lifted up, say it like this.